Back in the 1950s, a top-secret government project was launched. The genesis of this project was documented in a series of tapes that were promptly recorded, reviewed, and locked away in an undisclosed location. Very little was known about this project. Those involved were sworn to secrecy, with the threat of treason should they mention anything about the events they witnessed to the public. Newly declassified, the tapes have now resurfaced, known only by their original codename, the Doc Stein tapes. Tape 3.
August 4th, 1951, 3 a.m. We are trudging through the stinking hellscape that is, quote-unquote, Point Pleasant, West Virginia. I can tell you, it isn't anything but. It is so humid here, my schweinhole is soaked. It's disgusting. Inside and out, we are in pursuit of the Mossman, a flying beast that seems to predict a tragedy. A harbinger of doom for all mankind. Now they know that moths are afraid of the dark and are therefore attracted to the light. So, I have convinced the government to pay for a single-use giant light bulb, the biggest in the world, over 10 billion lumens. That's a lot of lumens. It is enough to burn a hole in the ozone. But don't worry, all right? There's no way that will happen, all right? Even though they told me that after this is done, I get to keep the bulb for personal use. I'm thinking death ray, but we'll see what happens when I'm in my creative place. Once I really sit down with it, I can noodle with it. Turn on the light! My God. It's glorious.
Hey, it smells like burnt ozone out here.
Phase two. Prepare the giant butterfly net.
Oh, this is my funnest part. This is the part I love the most.
Now, we play the waiting game.
Wait. Wait, do you hear it? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Everybody shut the fuck up! You shut the fuck up! I'm trying to listen! Keep still.
He is coming.
Steady now! Steady! Release the net! Ooh, we got him! They got him! Ooh, he is ugly! So ugly, disgusting! Extracting team, get in there on you, restrain the beast!
Don't worry, Doc. I'll take care of him. This'll be easy peasy Japanesey. Lock and load, boys!
In here, he just devoured a man. Didn't even chew. Turn off the light! Turn off the light now!
Oh my, indigestion. I say, do any of you lads happen to have a Rolaids? I'm feeling a little queasy.
Incredible. When not confronted with light, the Mothman seems civil and even reasonable. A lot can be learned from this intelligent creature.
Take him to the cramping chamber!
Where are we going, lads? Listen, I should probably grab some things from my home if we're going to be traversing the countryside. Okay, I'll just, send for my books, okay?
You killed my friend. You ate him! He had a family! I hope they never let you out.
Hello? It's a bit dark. I can't really turn around or take a full breath.
Success! We have secured the infamous Mossman. I now must journey westward in search of the terrible and brutish Sasquatch.
End of tape 3.
This episode featured the voice talents of Shelby Scott of the Scary to Sleep podcast, Henry Zabrowski of Last Podcast on the Left, Brandon Kahila, and Andrew Parker. The intro music was Lights in the Sky by Fen245, who also did the outro music, Alex Jonestown 303 Mask. You can find his work on SoundCloud under the name Fen245.